I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 Through the Fan. It's time now for the Rangers Player Show. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's time now for the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. As here he is, acquired May 28th, hitting .310 in the month of June, had a hit and a stolen base last night. It's Nicky Lopez here with you on the Fan, and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Man, thanks for joining us. Thanks for all the good work you've done so far, and welcome to Texas, man. What do you think of our state so far?
I love it, man. I love it. I've loved the opportunity, obviously, and I just love the people here, and you know, they greeted me with open arms, and the fans have been great. And obviously, the ballpark and the clubhouse is awesome. And so I've been loving it so far. Actually, funny enough, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, me and my wife spent an off season here in Dallas just to see if we decided to want to live in Arizona or Dallas, and ultimately chose Arizona. But we spent an off season out here in Dallas, so we like Texas a lot.
Well, heck yeah, we like you, man. I mean, it looks like you show tremendous pride in all the little things, the defense that make up a good player. Do I have that right?
I do. And, you know, you can call me kind of an old school player, someone who can just kind of play all over the diamond, but, you know, put the ball in play, work a good at bat, and then just bring some energy and, you know, some clubhouse presence and stuff like that every single day. And I take a lot of pride in it. I take a lot of pride in my defense. I take a lot of pride in just that craft of just being a tough out and just someone who's just going to battle when you get into the box and just compete.
What's your favorite position to play in the infield? Do you have a most comfortable spot?
That's a good question. I think second base. You know, I've always liked second base, but you know, I feel equally as comfortable going over to shortstop, and then the corners obviously are just a toss up. But I've played all over the diamond, but I think to answer your question, I think second and short are definitely my more comfortable positions.
What have you thought about some of the rule changes, like with the shifts? Did you like the shifts when you were playing in the infield?
So that's the thing, is like when you play the infield, you obviously liked it. You know, I didn't mind being able to play in the outfield and field a ground ball and throw the guy out of first when those guys have, you know, severe, you know, splits or you know, they're going to be pulling the ball a lot. And we knew ahead of time, hey, this guy likes to pull. So we put like three guys on the right side. I think just the point of baseball is how many times can we get them out, you know, and score more runs than them, you know, if you just dumb it down. So you should be able to kind of do whatever you want. So with these rule changes now of not being able to go out in the grass and you can only have two people on each side of the base, it's a little different, obviously, but I know it helps with the, you know, the offensive part of the game. And but you can also argue that with the shifts, if you learn how to hit the ball the other way, you can get a little bit more hits. Or if you learn how to bunt, you can get some more hits because there's no one over there. So, but I mean, the rule changes, it's a game of adjustments, and obviously the game is always just going to keep adjusting. So.
Hey, Nicky.
Oh, Nicky Lopez here with you on the Fan, Brian.
Yeah, Nicky. I was going to ask, you know, you mentioned all the positions and stuff you like to play. How was that those couple of times you went out there and pitched? What was that all about?
So the first time I went out there to pitch, you know, I've always said, you know, oh, it's, or, you know, we always joke about it in the clubhouse, like, oh, it's easy, you know, to pitch, it's easy to get out on the mound, and then once you finally do it, it's like, man, like you're really close to the plate. It's very intimidating and definitely something I'm not really interested in, but you know, throughout my career I've been on the mound probably 6 or 7 times, so I'd rather be in the infield or the outfield rather than pitching. And so, but it is definitely needed sometimes when, you know, whether you're winning a lot or losing a lot. So I've been on the mound for both of those. And yeah, it's not necessarily fun, but you try to have fun with it and try to get out of the way of any comebackers.
Yeah. I promise this last question about that. What's that discussion like? Do you just know as the game's going along that like the skipper's going to like, he's going to look at you and go, hey, Nicky, get ready, man. I need you to finish this one out today. Do you just know, or is it a discussion? How's it come about when they ask you to pitch?
It is a discussion, but it's also one of those where, you know, I've played many roles in my career. I've been, you know, obviously the prospect that just got called up, so you know that you're not probably going to be the one that's going to be called upon the pitch. And then I've been in utility roles and I've been in bench roles where it's like, all right, now that I'm in a bench role, it's like, okay, well, I know that if this goes AWOL, like, I'm going to probably be the one that's been going to be asked to pitch if need be. So it's one of those things that you're kind of ready for. And once you see, because now the rule is if we're down by 8 or more, if you're up by 8 or more, you can have a position player pitch. So now it's, you're kind of just watching the game kind of unfold. You know where the bullpen is at. If there's been a lot of use on the bullpen arms, it's like, all right, well, I might be asked to pitch here. So it's one of those that the skipper comes up to you and kind of gives you the, hey, you know, we might need you for an inning. Are you all right with that? And obviously you do anything for the betterment of the team, for sure.
Nicky Lopez here with you on The Fan. Now, Chris Young, Rangers GM, or I'm sorry, President of Baseball Operations, put respect on that title. He was last with the Royals in 2017, your first year, 2019. Had you crossed paths with our guy, CY, before you got here?
So I was actually drafted in 2016 from the Royals. So I remember it was either 16 or 17 where I was used. They would call me up from the minor leagues to, you know, during spring training to do like rundown drills, or if people were doing the, you know, PFPs, or if they were working on rundowns, I was used as like a base runner. So I've definitely been on the same field as CY when he was just, you know, obviously getting his work in, and obviously a lot of respect for him. And, we both share the Royals connection, and then once getting here, obviously just going in and talking to him and just picking up where we left off kind of thing. And it's, you know, he's done a tremendous job here, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Do you have an opinion one way or another on the whole KC versus Texas barbecue debate?
So that's the thing, is like when I was in Kansas City, I think for 1 or 2 years, I had an endorsement with Jack Stack, and so I was very fond of Jack Stack, and I'm a big ribs guy, so I like their ribs. I'm very...
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I don't know if I'm the right guy to ask about barbecue, but when we moved here for an off season, you know, I was trying Texas barbecue, and it's equally good. I mean, I don't know who is better. I don't know who tops what, but since we're on a Texas show right now, I think I'm going to have to say Texas barbecue is pretty good.
Okay, well, let's keep the food conversation going, because you went to high school in Illinois. You got to play with the Cubbies. We actually talked earlier about some of the foods that the World Cup fans that are visiting need to try, and Chicago-style deep dish was brought up. And Eric, one of our co-hosts, we went to Lou Malnati's in Surprise when we were out there for the week. He didn't have a good experience. What's your take on the Chicago deep dish pizza?
See, that's where I'm a little bit... Being obviously from a Chicagoland area, I'm not a big fan of deep dish. I don't like how they label it as pizza. I think I'm a big Tavern Thin. If you ever heard of Chicago,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Jake Berger told us about that.
Yeah, that is the way to go. And so, if anybody who would ever, you know, ask me about Chicago pizza, I'd say, yeah, you got to get a Tavern Thin. I just think any pizza that you can only have one slice, you feel absolutely disgusting afterwards. I think is not a pizza. So I like to eat, you know, multiple slices when I sit down. And so, but with saying that though, like I will say that the Chicago chain foods that are in Arizona, like, so like Portillo's, for instance, big fan of Portillo's. I can honestly say that the Portillo's in Chicago and in the Chicagoland area is way better than the Portillo's in Arizona. Okay. And like, I think the same goes with Lou Malnati's. I think the same goes with some of the other restaurants as well.
What would you say is the best sandwich in the world? Is it the brisket sando? Is it an Italian? Is it a Cuban? Where would you take us there, Nikki?
I'm an Italian beef sandwich with sweet and hot peppers.
Nice.
That's the way to go. And if you want to get a little bit more into it, I'm a combo, which is the Italian beef with the Italian sausage in it, with sweet and hot peppers. It's just that's my go-to. It's unmatched.
Nick, yep. Are those sandwiches you dip? That Italian beef, is that dip? Do you dip that?
You can order them dipped. Yeah, you can order them dipped. You can order them wet. You can order them dry, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you get slightly dipped and then it's just, I'm kind of craving one right now, actually.
I was able to catch a little bit of your pregame interview over the weekend with Jared Sandler, and I think it's very rare that somebody that's a professional baseball player is not the best athlete in your family. Can you take us down, like, not only just your wife, but you're from a family of athletes?
I'm from a family of athletes, yeah. I'll start it off with, obviously, my dad was a really good football player. He played semi-pro, got offered to go to Iowa, but I think the family put a stop to that. And then has a letter from Mike Ditka that's in our house framed to trial for the 85 Bears. And then when he was going to training camp, he bruised his kidney, and then that was it, kind of. And he was just like, you know what, I'm going to focus on the family and all that stuff. So he turned to softball. Which, if you guys know, or if you don't know, in Chicago, it's called 16-inch softball. It's a huge deal. It's been around for ever. And so, yeah, he's a I think a 1 or 2 time national title winner. Because there's other states obviously that play it as well. But so it's 16 inches, and you don't use gloves, and it's pretty hard nose, like blue collar sport. And I think that's where I kind of learned how to play and kind of play the game hard and play the game the right way. And I learned it from him. So yeah, he was a big athlete, and he's a Hall of Famer in that sport. And then my wife, met her at Creighton, basketball player, only player there that scored 1,000 points, 800 assists, and 500 rebounds. I think I'm saying that right. I think someone, a girl who was there for a fifth year actually just matched Sydney, but Sid did it in 4 years, which was awesome. Yeah. And so, she beats me at horse. I said that the only time I ever beat her at horse was I threw a baseball style half court shot that went in, and she was like, that's not fair. So, so it's surrounded by athletes, but she was unbelievable.
Nikki Lopez, wrap it up with the Rangers infielder here on your home of the Rangers. Final question, a serious baseball question. Love to get your thoughts on how the game has evolved here over the last 10 or 15 years to so heavily favor the power guys. And with your place in the game, salute to you scratching out a great career. What do you think about that? Is MLB kind of missing the point on this one?
So I think I personally think that MLB and sports and life in general overcorrects, and then it comes back down. It's always that. It's kind of always kind of the flow of like, oh, something's wrong with the game or something's wrong with the sport, and so it's overcorrected. So like in the life of in the era of analytics, it's like, oh, let's just overcorrect it, and then now it's coming back down. So this sense, you know, the power, hey, how can we get the power? How can we get the guys that hit home runs? Well, these guys that can hit home runs are also striking out 200 times. So you can have that argument of, well, is that a good product? Is that a product that fans want to watch? And so I think it's kind of slowly coming back to, hey, we also need, you know, the power guys are great, but we also need to, you know, have people on the team that can, you know, working at bat, it could put a bunt down, can play multiple positions, can base run. And so I think it is slowly but surely kind of coming back down, which is really good, I think, for the sport. I think it's good where the sport is trending as well, especially with these pitchers who have wipeout stuff and with the breaking balls that are unbelievable and the velos that are astronomical. So it's now, how can we, you know, put the ball in play, or, you know, put a bunt down against a guy who's throwing 100 with a 95 mile per hour changeup and see him make a play, you know what I mean? So, but I wish I can hit a ball, you know, over the fence.
You and me both.
I had to adapt it throughout my career of, okay, well, what got me here and what made me stand out and what can I do that a power guy might not be able to do? And so, that's what I had to do.
Amazing stuff, man. Sorry for keeping you so long. Hopefully we didn't make you late for anything, but that was just terrific. Thank you.
All good. No, thank you for having me. I look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
Appreciate it. There he goes. Nicky Lopez with you here on your home of the Rangers, brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better.
Man, I mean, that's a top three.
Yes. Stud.
Him, yeah. Burger. Nimmo.
Great pizza take.
Yeah.
I think we might have to expand it to like a top five.
Maybe.
Because you got, who's the Stanford guy? Quantrill?
Quantrill's great. Yeah. Canadian. You know he's going to have great manners.
All righty. Thanks to Nicky for joining
Talkers,
us here.
Not ball players, right?
We got Crusty. Hey, he's a good player. You know, I think maybe didn't have the power.
Yeah,
didn't
great
get,
with Texas.
Didn't get blessed with the power, but man, he has been an absolute blessing these last couple of weeks. Crusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are you taking it?
Guys, I was your eyes today for OTA's practice. We'll do that next.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.